How many of us adults, we go to an interview, you have an interview for a job, and you sit in the front of the panel and you put your phone on the table, whether upside down or face up. How many of us will do that? You won't. Now, we need to inculcate into our life when we come to church. I know many of us, everyone including me, I have my phone. I have my Bible on my phone. But can we limit our communication with phone to only when you use it for the scripture? I've seen people text me in the church. I've seen people put something, their status, while we're in church. You will know the time they put it there. Let's try. You are dealing with God who sees everything, who knows everything. If you will not take your phone to the front of King, what's the name of our king? King Charles. Even if William is talking to you, you will not hold your phone. Huh? You will keep it away. Let's try. I was talking to my daughter in the car, and I said, it is important when we are coming to church, let's hold physical Bible. We need to come back to that. Hallelujah. Let's come back to having physical Bible. Read that physical Bible. I know it's easy to type in on your phone, but you can actually make note on your Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God is the Bible, not the one on your phone. It's only when you read it and you begin to manifest it that it becomes rhema. Hallelujah. Amen. Jehovah will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to do one prayer before I go. What's the time? I'm conscious of time. Okay, I'll pray at the end. Life has put so many of us into a tight corner. Please, I want you to follow me for about 45 minutes this morning. Possibly not up to that. This thing should not disappoint today. I want you to understand that life will do everything in its power to compete with the purpose of God for your life. As you are, God has a plan in place for you. God has an idea that he has put in place to make your life easy. Hallelujah. Before I continue on that, if you look around, you can see Family Sunday Service. Our first Family Sunday Service, as we did in the annual general meeting, we discuss it. We'll be coming on the 28th, which is the last Sunday, in 2 weeks' time. Please, can we begin? Okay, thank God you helped me display that. That's good. So, the Family Sunday Service is when we discuss about family issues. Is it family affairs? The pastor, the leader, I think one of us will be asked. If you have any question, family-related questions, if you want to ask it that day, that's fine. If you don't want to ask it, you just want to text it to me. We will ask it together and we discuss it. There are issues related to family. Child management, daddy management, mommy management, kitchen management, bedroom management, anything family related. Any questions, let's ask it. Hallelujah. Now let me be open to you. If there's a question we cannot answer immediately, we will tell you we cannot answer it immediately. Hallelujah. We are not God. We are just children of God. If we cannot answer it, we'll go home and do some homework and come back to you. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. There come a time in your life and in my life that you will ask question, why? It is time to know why. Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why is it that others are praying the same prayer I'm praying? It is working for them, it's not working for me. Why? Why is it that I am doing all I could as a Christian? I pay my tithe, I give my offering, I come to church regularly, but things are still not the way I expect it to be. Why? So, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is filled up with so many questions of why. But our main text today is 2 Kings 7 verse 3. And there were four leprous men at the gate, entry of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Why sit here until we die? Many of you are asking questions. When will my condition change? When will this story goes away? There are questions in the Bible of what shall we do? How do we go about it? What is the next step? I've been on this mountain for 20 years. I've been on this issue for 15 years. What will I do? How do I undo it? That's what I want us to look into today. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 8, if anybody is writing it down, I just want us to look at why. In that verse, the scripture says, what shall we do? 1 Samuel 5, 8. What shall we do? Are you displaying it to me? Okay. If you look into the middle of it, they sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, what shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? The ark, they brought it in, they thought they captured something. But what they captured is giving them problem. What shall we do? In 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 2, put it up because I want us to look at this scripture. Because when there are issues, questions need to be asked. And you need to ask questions. If your life will change, you need to ask yourself questions and answer this question. In 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 2, and the Philistine called for the priest and the diviner, say, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us we are weak. We shall send it to his place. Because they have taken something that they should not be taking. They are holding what they should not be taking. Now they are asking, what shall we do? We look at the book of Jonah. When Jonah was in the boat, when the mariner, when they were in trouble, and they've thrown away everything into the sea. And they now went to the sleeper. What should you do? Everybody's calling upon that. God. Give me Jonah chapter 1, verse 11. You know, because until you ask questions, the friends you keep, you may have to ask yourself questions. The places you visit, you may have to ask yourself questions. The things you do that you enjoy doing, you may have to ask yourself questions. Then they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee? What shall we do unto thee? Before we pick you, we were in peace. Before we pick you, we have all the things we bought. Before we pick you, we have our job. No, I was eavesdropping on a clip mommy was wearing yesterday, was listening to yesterday. And I think in that clip, if I'm right, the wife was telling the husband, this is your mama that died in the village you refused to bury. I've lost my job now. $10 million is on my neck. He said, what do we do? Let's go and bury. So there are times you have to ask questions. When there are challenges, you need to ask questions. So they said, what shall we do to thee that the sea may be calm unto us? We know the sea is never like this. We know our situation is never like this. What shall we do? In Luke 3:10. You're going to give me some scripture. I'm just trying to build it up. In Luke 3:10, and when the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? What shall we do then? So the scripture is filled up with so many questions. Give me verse 12 of the same chapter. In verse 12, then also the publican came to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? Luke 3:14. Luke 3:14. And the soldier likewise demanded of me, saying, what shall we do? People ask questions. There are questions you need to ask. There are questions you need to answer. When your life is not turning to the way it's supposed to be, ask yourself questions. There are children who are supposed to go to their mom and say, Mom, what happened? When did it go wrong? Dad, when did you miss it? We had my spiritual father saying to us, when he was here, it was here 2 Sundays ago, his father went to go and marry a woman he's supposed not to marry. Everybody begged him not to marry. He went to marry. He lost everything. Somebody who was living large in Ghana had to go to the village of Imogbara to be farming. Hallelujah. And everybody was begging him. He refused until he lost everything. We need to ask questions. Hallelujah. You know, Saul of Tarsus, when Jesus met him, Ahaz, what must I do? Acts 9:6. Give me Acts 9:6. Questions. Lali kande brokoto yekede. Life will be easy for you. Don't think you hear what I've just said. Life will be easy for you. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will thou have me do? What thou will thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him and give him instruction. But it starts with question. Give me 16:30. Acts 16:30. I'm giving you so many things so that you know there are questions. The Bible is filled with questions. Acts 16:30. And brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved? What must I do? You see, when questions are not asked properly, people go into error. People follow people they should not follow. And you, have you seen people you should be leading you because you didn't ask the right question? Hallelujah. I was talking to one young lady, but she, in the last 24 hours, let me put it that way, in the last 24 hours. And he said, when somebody come to him to toast him, he will say, by the time he say uncle. Hallelujah. You know when you say, when the man come to toast you and say uncle, that means we are not at the same age bracket now. Egbon. Hallelujah. Miss Olumi is smiling. You say Egbon, shift. Egbon, shift. Uncle, dad. You know when you are toasting a girl and they call you daddy, you have lost your respect completely. Pick race and run. Hallelujah. Matthew 19:16. I'm going to give you two more questions and I go. Two scriptures and I go. Matthew 19:16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? What question are you asking? When your life will be stagnated, what question are you asking? When things are not moving in the right direction, what question are you asking? Questions. Hallelujah. The Bible talk. Let's go back to my scripture. You know where I started from? 1 Kings 7:3. The Bible talk of poor leprous men. Can I tell you something? Please write it somewhere if you want to. Life will not call you the name your father and mother gave you. Can I repeat? Life will not call you the name your father and mother gave you. They will call you the name of the problem you solved. Do I repeat that? Life will not call you what your parents called you. They will call you what problem you solved or the problem you created. Hallelujah. Life will call you that. Life will identify with you what you solved. The solution you bring to where you are. This leprous man said, Why sit we here till we die? We are not wanted in the city. This place we are going, we are here, no food. This place we are going, if we go there, we die. If we go back home, but why not just die? Can I say this? Indecision is a decision. Can I repeat that? Indecision is a decision. When you refuse to take side, you have decided already. You're not taking decision is an indecision. Everybody's going to school, go to school. You say, I have not taken a decision yet. You are taking a decision. Hallelujah. Indecision is that when you don't do something about your situation, it will continue. When you don't do something about your situation, it will continue. You don't determine the family you are born into, but you can determine the family you leave behind. Listen. If every one of us have choice of the father that will born us in heaven, I don't think my father will have anybody killing behind him. Some father will have like 1 billion children. Some no child will follow them. Are you getting what I'm saying? But listen, since you have no choice of the family you are born into, can you create a family good to leave behind? Can you create a family that others will be thanking you for what you went through, for how you turned your life around? It is important to take a step in life. Am I telling you? It is very important to take a step in life. I preached something related to something like this in the past. And we have people who went to school around that time. Abi, you now see people in their 50s, in their 60s, going to enroll for degree. And they have graduated. I'm telling you. Eh? She went. She's a matron now. Eh? She went. She's a matron too. Hallelujah. Mama went. I went. Hallelujah. Eh? I was older than all my lecturers. They were respecting me. They were carrying my bag. I was still going to lecture every day. Eh? Mary and Martha went. Not taking a step is a decision. Not taking a step is risky. The risk in not taking a step is more than when you take a step. Just do something. I am calling us, stop wishing a wishing life. Take a step. Oh, if I just get out there and I get £2 million, somebody drop. Has anybody seen £10 on the floor in London? Huh? You've seen once. Ah, lucky. You've seen two. 50. Ah, you've seen. Huh? And you gave it to him. I've not been lucky to see 1 PO. 1 1P that the little children drop. That's the only one you pick. What I'm saying is this. Instead of wishing, will you wish yourself to lose £100 for somebody to see? So why are you wishing that somebody will lose £100 for you to pee? Take a step. Do something about your life. The question is why? Ask yourself why? 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 Why am I still at this level? Why am I still not moving forward? Why is something not going the way it should be? The first step in this thing I'm asking today is asking yourself why. And you should be able to provide solution to your why. Hallelujah. Why am I at this level? Why is my career struggling? Why is my marital life struggling? Why is my children struggling? You must ask questions and attempt to answer those questions. It is in your attempting to answer the questions that will give you some solution. So the first thing before you take a decision is to ask yourself questions and try to provide an answer. Give me verse 4. Look at what they said. If we say, you know, in verse 3, go back to 3, they ask questions. In verse 3, why sit we here until we die? Now go to 4. They now provide a solution. In business management, you provide solutions. You pick the correct one. What are the preferred solutions? And then from there, you now test them. And you know whether it works or not before you take the next step. If we say we will enter into the city, then the family is in the city. Because their city themselves is, that was when there was famine in Israel. That was when they were selling. Things were so expensive that they were even selling the pool of dove, the pool of animal. They were selling it. They were selling animal poo to eat. That is when women were hitting their own children. So these people, you know, the question I was saying is this, by the time when the women are hitting their children, where is the father? Possibly they bought the father first. Maybe the father, you know, so many fathers will sacrifice. Let me go for you guys. They just kill him, put him in freezer. By the time they finish that, they now go for the children. Hallelujah. He said, if we enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. And we shall die there. If we sit here, we will die also. Have you that? Then they said, now therefore come, let us fall unto the hand also of the Syrian. At least the Syrian are not the one who rejected us. Our condition put us here, we have leprosy. Because we can, you know, the way the leprous people do in the olden time is this. You cannot enter into the city. They tie a bell around your leg so that when you walk, the bell is sounding so that people will run away from you. So that if we go back to the city, Oga will even kill them. Oga is killing them there, that they have their toes. We don't have. So let's fall into the hand of the Syrian. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. You need to get to that point. My life need to turn around. My life need to change. My life need to... Indecision, I said, is a decision. No battle of life is an accident. Can I tell you? No battle of life is an accident. Every battle is every consciousness to prepare you for something. Every battle in life is every decision to tighten you, to push you to another level, because you are too complacent where you are. And so when battle comes, see beyond the battle. Hallelujah. When you see a challenge, ignore the pain. Ignore the pain and learn the lesson. Ignore the pain and learn the lesson. Why is my life going like this? Hallelujah. Let's look at this condition so that we understand what these people are saying. Go to 1 Kings 6. Give me verse 28. Give me verse 28 and 29. 1 Kings, okay. And he overlaid. No. Is that what, 2 Kings. Give me 2 Kings, sorry. I was in 2 Kings. 2 Kings 6, 28. And the king said unto her, what a lady. And she answered, this woman said unto me, give me thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. God will never put you into that situation in the name of Jesus. Listen, what will make you to distribute your children over the family, it will not happen to you in the name of Jesus. You know something? There are some of us that were shared. You know, one of the things my wife will always pray when we got married, he said, thank God, they didn't share me with property. When they say, you know, when your father died, when you are young, they will say, go to this one. Go, this uncle will raise you. This uncle will raise you. But when you get there, you know they are not their children. Hallelujah. Okay, now 29. In verse 29, he now said, so we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, give me thy son that we may eat him. And she killed her son. That's a wise woman. The woman don't belly food finish. He said, no. This is should be the responsibility of parents. You should heed your children. Protect your children. Preserve your children. Stop exposing your children on the social media. Protect the children God has given to you. Hallelujah. So that was the condition of the time. Give me verse 25. Let's look at verse 25 about the farming. Verse 25, I'm rounding up shortly. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ash head, or the donkey. Ash head was sold for 4 pieces of silver, and the 4th part of a calf of a dove poo. How big is dove? Talk less of selling the poo for 5 pieces of silver. You see, when there are challenges, the question need to be asked. It is time for me and you to know why. Why is my life like this? Why are things not going the way I want it to be? Why am I going like this? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, when you go through things, what are the four, let me say three, because of our time. The fourth one will take my time. Why do I go through this thing I'm going through? Number one is to refill the prophetic destiny you carry. While you are going through a lot of challenges, is to reveal the prophetic destiny that you carry. Listen, you know, there are ways God does his things. You see, there are actors in the Bible and there are actions. And at times you look at it, why am I delayed? Why is my marriage so late? Everybody is married. Look at the story of Ruth. Look at the path Ruth went through. Ruth married, lost the father-in-law, lost the husband, lost the brother-in-law. Is that kind of man that should be in the genealogy of Jesus? So whatever you are going through, God has not forgotten you. Somebody say to yourself, God has not forgotten me. God has not forgotten me. See, you are too needed to be wasted, though. You are too needed to be wasted. You are too important to be neutralized. How many of you saw the news around midnight yesterday? And they shot at Donald Trump. And it went through his ear. It is him they want to kill. It's somebody else that died. That guy is too important to the world, not only to U.S., not to be wasted. And you are too important than to be wasted. You are not ordinary. You are extraordinary. If somebody says you this ordinary girl, tell them you forgot the prefix of the ordinary. I am extraordinary. What did the Bible say? I think in Jeremiah 1:5. He said, before I formed thee in your mother's belly, I foreknew you. I have a plan and a purpose for your life. What is Jeremiah 29:11 says? He said, the plan I have towards you is to give you an expected end. To give you an, I said 29:11, to give you an expected end. That is the plan and purpose of God for you. Look at some things. In a church like this, as big as we are, as great as we are, there are ways people respond to prophecy. And I want to quickly bring that out. There are ways, you see, some people, when there's a prophecy, they claim to it. Some will say, that's what pastors, he says every time we hear it. Even prayer we send in the morning, some people don't even bother to look at it. You send it every day. What is your response to prophetic utterances will determine how far you go in life. Go back to 2 Kings 7 and give me verse 1. There's a man of God who prophesied, and I want you to follow. I want to show you two categories of people. And Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus hear the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Somebody prophesied specific prophecy. And that is what is difficult for people to follow. If I tell somebody now, I say, okay, by December you will get married. The possibility is we look at this. Our jail pastor. Hallelujah. And just look at what is this man saying. So when it doesn't happen, you already rubbish the prophecy. So it's not that the prophecy is not right. You know, somebody called and said prophets are like drunk men. They will say some things that does not make sense. Your own is to grab it and run with it. So some will just ignore it, and that's why it does not work. That's why they said by Jesus, a prophet does not have value in his own village, because he has too used to this guy who was carrying, who we asked him to cut to cut the wood, and he can't even cut it correctly. And he's saying this, how will this be? This pastor, I've known him for 10 years. And we have been together. We when he's sitting by the dam, he's told me we just go big like that. He's now prophesying. That prophecy is after Pandediam. Look, the man of God prophesied. Look at verse 2. Look at the first response. Then a lord on whose hand the king leans answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make window in heaven, might this be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see. The man of God said, hey, you will see it with your eyes, so you know, go chop him. But he said, if God, in whatever situation, don't doubt God. No matter your condition, don't doubt God. Even when your condition is against what medical is saying, and somebody said you will live, don't doubt God. So that's the first reaction. I think in verse 17, the man died. Go to verse 17. We come back to verse 3. Second Kings 17. And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned, that same man, to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. Because that was his reaction to the prophecy. Go to verse 3 now. Now, listen, somebody said, will this ever be? And four lepers who did not hear anything said, what shall we do? Let us go and take over the place. And as they were going, God sent a loud noise to Syria camp. And they left everything and they ran. They left everything and they ran. And the Bible said when the four leprous men, when they got there, they chop, 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 chop. When they cannot finish the food, they said, let's go back and tell the village. Hallelujah. So when they came back to the village, it was when the king said, you are the one, Minister of Finance, be in charge. And the Minister of Finance died on the spot. So how do you respond matters. Now, let me say another thing. The challenges you are going through is to bring the best out of you. There's no challenge God put in place that is to kill you. It's to bring the best out of you. Look at what Psalm 103 says. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Now, all that is within me, it's not your organs. All that is within me is the industry that is in me, the billions that is in me, the management strategy that's in me. So he said, bless all that is within me, bless his holy name. There are nations waiting for your manifestation. So you are praying, those nations in me, bless the Lord. Your family is waiting for you. That family, bless the Lord. Can I shock you? If you are not alive, some people will have been dead. I don't know about you, but for me, I know that for fact. And now God chose me to be the flag bearer of my family. I don't know. Am I talking to somebody? So if God has enveloped you and have raised you up, rise to the occasion. And that's why we say number 3, the reason why you need to know the reason for why is that you are a destiny preserver. You are a destiny preserver. If not for you, some people will be dead though. You are still preserving some people's future. Hallelujah. One man helped me to get out of Nigeria. He never gave me money. I'm the one who actually gave him money. But till I left Swaziland, even when the wife was so disrespectful, my sister, I would beg my wife. She's the one who is rude. I beg my wife, let's go and apologize. I'll go there, I'll prostrate, I'll beg her, please. Because I know she's not wrong. and would beg. And she will begin to say, if not for we that bring you out of Nigeria, you will be rotted there. I said, sorry, man. This somebody should be about 15, 20 years junior to me. I said, sorry, man. We are just sorry. And that's why we are here. Because I know where I'm going. Nobody can rubbish where I'm going. I will prostrate and beg you so that you don't mess with my journey. My destiny is too great. Hallelujah. You see, there are some people you give attention to because, and that is why it's slowing you down. You give them too much attention. The moment I beg them and leave the house, communication is reducing gradually. Communication drops gradually. Because you cannot just continue with that attitude. So you are a destiny preserver. You are an institution, not just an end. Don't give up. Can you let me tell two people, don't give up? Please, don't give up online. It may be tough, don't give up. Generation, wait for your manifestation. Why will you give up on your marriage? Why will you give up on your career? Why will you give up on your children? Many are waiting for you. Many are waiting. Why will you give up on your family? They are idiots, we know. Let them continue to be idiots. But be the light bearer. Show them the light in the darkness. Can I shock you? Please, whatever you are going through in life, don't kill yourself. Don't take your life. Don't commit suicide. You know why you should not commit suicide? This life is not your own. The life is not your own, so don't take it. Number two, heaven, God has created heaven for you. If you take your life, they have not created your fire yet. Are you hearing what I say? The air fire, your portion is not there yet. So they will take time to create the fire that will burn you. If you, can I assure you, if you kill yourself, you go to air fire. Number three, if you kill yourself, is the fact that you have accepted failure. It's killing yourself is you say, no, the situation cannot change. I have accepted failure. Number four, I always say it, if you kill yourself, you have wasted God's investment on you. God, I've said this several times in this church. So you, I can't die now. God will not even allow me to die. God's investment in my life is too much. That if I die now, who lose? God. Me that he bring me from village, brought me to Elisha, from Elisha to Lagos, from Lagos to Swaziland, from Swaziland to London. When others are failing around me, he was still pushing me forward. When my friend are in the market carrying load for people, he brought me to London. I'm standing in front of you. He will now allow me to die. One stupid witch will now kill me at this level. Who lose? God. That's why I cannot. It's the same thing with you. God has invested so much in you that your debt is a waste of investment to God. Am I talking to somebody today? And the last thing we need to know is this. In rounding up, why you need to know why. It was a law that prevented those people. And this is where we are standing up. The law says if you have leprosy, you cannot live in the city. Okay, even in Nigeria, there's still a colony. I mean, they call it lepers colony. I know in Delta State, there was a leper colony when I was in the seminary. We go there once in a year. We spend the Christmas with them. That's one in the Jebubu. Okay, so when somebody has a leprosy, no matter how rich you are, they dump you there. So there is a law that prevents them from mixing with people. But these people broke the law. When they said, why sit we here? Why sit we here and die? Let's go. They went into Syria. If you read that story further, they were allowed into the temple with the kuturu, no finger, nothing. They were in the temple sitting at the high chair saying, these are the ones who brought us food. They broke the law. You can break the law. There is no limit to somebody who is able to ask questions. There is no limit to somebody who is looking for her. There is no limit to what you can achieve in life. If you stop growing, if you stop moving forward, it is you. You are the limiter of your progress. You are listen, I know there are people born that whatever you do, family will drag you back. I know there's a foundational issues. I know there's a cause. I know there can be harrow. But when you ask questions, you will know what to attack. You will know what to address. You will know how to pray. You will know what to do. Every family has limitation. Go and ask the king, Charles. He will tell you some things he cannot do that he wants to do. Hallelujah. Some men will flirt around, nobody knows. Huh? Let William do it. Let William do it. Even let him mistakenly, his mouth just mistakenly touch the cheeks of a woman. The whole world will hear about it. Some people will sleep with a woman in the park. Even bloggers. We're not even talking about it. You know what? You're not going anywhere. What you are facing, what you are facing, is because you have a great destiny. It's because you have something better to do. It's because God has a bigger purpose for you. Let me tell you, devil will not attack. Anybody is going nowhere. In the country where some of you came called Nigeria, they say there is cholera. Is it not? Does that cholera attack the motor house? Those who sleep in the garage, does it affect them? Those who live in the slum, does it carry out better? He affected those who have life. Those life is already finished. Now, when you buy milk, the children will look at it. So even if we have not opened it, what they are looking for is expiry date. I have one colleague. By the time he brought the milk in, when I was still teaching, the milk is already expired. He will tell everybody not to take it to. He will be scraping all the things and he will be drinking milk. And this man never fall sick. By the time I realized his life was finished, the devil just abandoned him. No sickness affected him again. He first retired, he went to Nigeria. Took all the retirement money to go and do politics. They collected every chichi. Sent him back. He came back to start again. Pension finished. Everything finished. So he was living life to die. He didn't die. Because a man that is going nowhere don't die easily. Rise on your feet. I want us to pray today. Whatever is limiting me, every question that I need to answer, Lord, help me to answer it this morning. I want to just begin to thank God. Thank God for 1 second. I want you to thank God for 1 second. I'm rounding up the service now. Okay, thank God. Thank God for the message we have received. The grace to ask questions. The grace to ask questions. Begin to talk to God. God, help me, oh God, to ask the right question at the right time. Help me, oh God, to get answers to my question. Lord, help me to know why I am stagnant. Help me to know why my life is not running the way it should be. Help me to know whatever I am facing. What is happening in my father's house that has limited me? What is happening in my mother's house that has limited me? Oh God of heaven, help me today. Pray for yourself. I want you to just pray for yourself. Oh God of heaven, help me today. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every foundational error, every foundation that is pulling me down, everything that my father has done, everything that my mother did in the past that is putting a barrier at the progress of my life. Oh God of heaven, break it down today. Oh God of heaven, break it down today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray to yourself. Whatever limitation I'm experiencing, whatever things that has limited my life, oh God of heaven, break it down today. Break it down today. Anything the enemy has put in place to stop my progress, anything they have put in place to limit my advancement in life, oh God of heaven, break it down today. 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 Anything, anything. Malikan de broko de gede gede gede. Libra da 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 da. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I receive grace. I receive power. I receive anointing to move forward, to break barrier, to break limitation. Everything that is stopping me now, everything that has stopped me, every barrier that no one crossed in my family, I stand today as your child in the name of the Father. I break every bond. I move with the Ghost. I move with the Holy Ghost. I move with the Holy Spirit. I break every barrier. I break every limitation. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I break the limitation. I break the barrier. Everything stopping me. Everything limiting me. I break the barrier. 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 In Jesus' majestic name we pray. There's the last prayer point. At Isaiah 7:7. It said it will not stand. Put it up. Isaiah 7:7. Thus saith the Lord, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. You are going to pray to God. Every spoken word against my life, who said to you, you will not make it? Every spoken word, who said that the children of your mother will not make it? Every spoken word, who said people from your village will not make it? Every spoken word, say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Every spoken word, every released word against my destiny, against my purpose, I declare, as God has said it, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Whoever says, I will not bear my own child, whoever says, my children will not have breakthrough, whoever says, I will not marry, whoever says, I will not carry my own children, whoever says, I will not have breakthrough in UK, whoever says, I will not progress in my career, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In this nation, you will make it. In this nation, you will excel. In this nation, things will work for you. Pray for yourself. You will make it. Talk to God. What they have said will not stand against me. What they have said will not stand. They may delay my father, they will not delay me. They may delay my mother, they will not delay me. They may stop my uncle, they will not stop me. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I am unkillable. I am undeniable. I am unstoppable. Cry to God, cry to God. The sickness that killed my mother will not kill me. The sickness that killed my father will not kill me. Life that stopped my father will not stop me. Let that stop my mother will not stop me. Pray for yourself. Every generational curse in my father's house, it will not walk over me. It will not stand. Every generational limitation, it will not stand. It will not stand. Pray for yourself tonight. Melika jagodogede. Etutu together. Lebedede godabala gada gada goda. Ibrede gada gada. It will not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. It will not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. It will not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. I sense something that I need to pray about. You will not repeat the error of others. You hear what I'm saying? You will not repeat the error of others. The error your father went into, you will not repeat it. The error your mother went into, you will not repeat it. Anyone that wake up in the morning to curse you, the person is cursed today. Anyone that is going to bed and curse you, the person is cursed today. I pray for you. Every error of your father and your mother, every error of your village, every error of your uncle, you will not repeat it today in the name of Jesus. I stand between the altar and the portal. I appear in your village. Every error, I set it on fire. 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 The dark room of your father's house, I set it on fire. I set it on fire. The evil agreement of your mother, I set it on fire. I set it on fire. Every cobalt keeping record of your life, I set it on fire. Every cobalt keeping record of your mistake, I set it on fire. Receive the freedom of God. Receive the freedom of God. Receive the freedom of God. You will move forward. You will move forward. You will excel. You will excel. Life will be easy for you. Life will be easy for you. You will make it. You will make it. You will make it. In the next 7 days, you will experience progress. You will experience progress. What was not working before we begin to work? What is not working before we begin to work? Why are they saying it's finished? God, we open door. We are the same. It's finished. God, we open the door. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for that young woman that this month is your month. Before July expires, you will have every cause to celebrate Jehovah once again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Let's put hands together for Jesus.